These past few weeks when we've been in lockdown have been very different for us all. Some have found themselves working extra hard with long shifts and intensified workload. The Thursday night clapping for the NHS reflects our gratitude to that sector of workers. There are others too who are keeping the country running, but there are also those who are unable to leave their homes and find the whole emotional thing really difficult to cope with. We all miss our friends and our family. At times like this, we re-evaluate what's important to us, particularly if we have extra time to reflect on our situation. I'd like to think with you about values. Someone said that the best things in life are free. Now, that resonates with people, and the phrase has been quoted in various songs and movies. Coco Chanel said, "The best things in life are free. The second best things are very, very expensive." Whatever you might think about the truth of that, the best things in life do not come with money. Now, let me illustrate it like this. Money could buy you a house, but that's not home. Home's very different, isn't it? Home's where the heart is. Home has emotions and feelings, and it's different. It's not just a house. With your money, you might buy a bed, but a bed does not guarantee a good night's sleep. There are lots of people who don't sleep at night, a whole variety of reasons for that, but money doesn't fix that problem, does it? Noisy neighbours or a chronic ailment, whatever it is, money doesn't fix that. If you do have a chronic ailment, you might go and buy some medicine from the pharmacist. But money doesn't guarantee good health. There are plenty of people who are very wealthy, but not very healthy. And money doesn't fix that problem. You might, with your money, buy a book, but you're not buying knowledge. During lockdown, schools and colleges and universities are all closed, and they're struggling to know what to do with exams and all the rest of that. But when it does come to exam time, the examiner doesn't want to know if you bought the book. No, the examiner wants to know, do you have the knowledge? Have you read your books? Have you got the knowledge in your brain? And can you relay that onto a piece of paper? They want to know what you know.